この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードは今月のアーティスト特集です。 You're listening to Japan Top 10 The number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to an artist of the month episode on Japan Top
10. Hello everybody, this is Andy
and Lydia.
And you are listening to another J-Top 10 episode. This week, we are bringing you the Artist of the Month episode for June 2022. And our artist this month will be Calafina. So we will get into that very shortly. But first, we have a short announcement for our listeners. Are you interested in joining our team? We are urgently looking for audio editors to join our podcast.To help produce this wonderful content that we're bringing you. So if you're interested in joining the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there, you can check us out at our website, which is jtop10.jp/join for all of the details. And you get to work with really cool people. Without further ado, we can get into the meat and potatoes of our episode, and that is the Artist of the Month focused all on Calafina.So, Lydia, are you familiar with Calafina at all?
I've had an introduction when I was watching an anime, Fate Stay Night Zero, I think. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I'm not too familiar with it, so I'll be learning with the listeners all about Calafina. What about you?
You know, I am also learning. I'm learning from zero today.
That's all right. It's all good. I think they're a very interesting and established group, and I'm excited to see and hear the songs that we have ready for this episode.
Yeah, me too. No, I've loved getting to, I guess, introduce myself to them over the course of studying for this episode, but...Now, let's introduce a little bit about Calafina to our listeners who might not be familiar. So, Calafina was formed by composer Kajiura Yuki to perform theme songs for the anime Kara no Kyoukai, or Garden of Sinners, in 2007.
The original members besides Kajiura included Otaka Wakana and Kubota Keiko from Fiction Junction, as well as Toyoshima Maya and Masahikaru.
Because of their success, Calafina went on to perform for several other anime, as you might have mentioned, which included Madoka Magica, Sword Art Online, Black Butler, and of course, the introduction that you had, which was Fate Stay Night, and the other franchises related to the Fate series. And, I mean, beyond that, there's much more, including, of course, Kara no Kyoukai, which was their introductory anime.
Oh, that's awesome. They have a long list of discography for their music. That's awesome. And furthermore, Kajiura Yuki also performed the singing group Fiction Junction, which purely performs music composed by Kajiura.
That's also pretty cool. Like, your own band, like, around your music. I don't know.
That is pretty awesome.
Right?Actually, Toyoshima Maya left the group in 2009.
Oh, no.
That's a bummer.
But, yeah. But for their performances, Kajiura is actually offstage, and she does not perform or appear in any of the Calafina music videos. She acts as the producer and songwriter for Calafina, unlike her role in Fiction Junction, where she's actually a pianist and vocalist.
That's right, and Calafina actually has 5 albums already that have all placed within the top 10 for the Oricon charts.
Wow.
That is, you're right, they are established.
Yeah, that's amazing. Let's talk about their first studio album, which was Seventh Heaven, released on May 26, 2009, and that reached number 8 on Oricon. Their next album, Red Moon, was released in March 2010,And it managed to place in the number 5 spot on the same platform.
Wow. Putting up the big numbers right out the gate. Unfortunately, though, Calafina lost their founder, Kajiura, in early 2018 when she left their record label, Spacecraft Produce, to start her own label, which is, as we mentioned before, Fiction Junction Music.
Oh no. But despite the group's initial plan to stay together after Kajiura's departure, Kubota and Hikaru left the agency in 2018. This resulted in an official announcement by Spacecraft Produce effectively disbanding the group Calafina as of March 13th, 2019.
Oh, that's a bummer. Yet another, you know, instant, something we lost, you know, right at the beginning of the pandemic, I suppose, Calafina. I mean, I suppose Calafina's record label was Spacecraft Produce during those 12 years that the group was together, and I mean, they did throw out some bangers that we'll be able to share with our audience and listeners today. I wanted to ask if any of our listeners are an indie band or artist that is making Japanese music and is looking to be featured on our podcast. You can reach out to our music director, Dean, by sending him an email at Dean, that is D-E-A-N, at jtop10.jp. We may be able to feature you on a future episode, and you will get some awesome exposure to a wide audience of Japanese music lovers. So, see our website at jtop10.jp for more information.
All right, and we're excited to hear your music if you ever want to be featured on our podcast. And continuing on with our list, we have another hit from Calafina, and that is Kotonoha from September 21st, 2011. Kotonoha is part of Calafina's third studio album, After Eden, which reached number 3 on the Oricon weekly charts and was charted for a total of 11 weeks.
Calafina's first time performing outside of Japan was actually at the Anime Boston that you mentioned earlier in 2009. And in an interview with Original Sound Version, leading up to the convention, the members said that they all hoped to broaden their knowledge of international music as well as their international fan base.
Oh wow, 2009, a long time ago. So those, the people that attended Anime Boston back then were very lucky because they had the first experience.
It sounds like one of those things that, like, I mean, I'm sure other people knew, but, like, it would be one of those bands that you just kind of like, oh, maybe I'll go see, like, I know Fate's Day, and then you're probably blown away because all their performances are so good.
Oh, yeah, I can totally imagine. And even if you didn't have any introduction or didn't even know them, I think seeing them perform, you'd definitely become a fan afterwards.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Speaking of Calafina, let's take a break and talk about our advertisements on this podcast. If you want to advertise on our podcast, market your brand onto one of the world's potentially most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts, please contact us. You can reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. You can find out the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that would suit your company's needs.
Thank you, Lydia, for that lovely advertisement for our advertisements. Well, without further ado, we are sadly winding down on our journey through Calafina's oeuvre, their catalog of music, but we would be remiss if we did not introduce Snow Falling from February 16th, 2011.
Yeah. The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
That, again, was Snow Falling. Now, Snow Falling is the vocal version of an instrumental track which was composed by Kajiura titled Snow Is Falling.
Snow Falling appears twice. Once on the B-side of Calafina's ninth single, Magia, as well as their third album, After Eden.
Magia reached number 7 on the Oricon weekly charts, and it charted for a whopping 21 weeks at that high position. They were not falling, they were rising through the charts.
Snow rising.
And speaking of rising, we have an artist on the rise amongst our ranks. That would be, you know, Kane the Angel. So we would like to appeal to all of our listeners and just say, stream Kane the Angel's debut song, October Wind, on Spotify and all streaming platforms. それでは日本語で、Kane the Angel のメジャーデビュー曲 October Wind が Spotify を含めて重要な音楽ストリーミングサービスにて配信中。ぜひ聴いてください。
Whoa, amazing! 拍手
Thank you 頑張りました Okay. We want to spotlight Kane the Angel, but shall we get back to our hitmaker, Calafina?
Yes, let's go. And the next song, which is unfortunately the second last song of this episode, is Progressive from March 17th, 2010.
Thank you.
Progressive is Calafina's sixth single, and was the trio's first single that was not used as an anime opening or ending.
Member Kubata Keiko has her own official fan club, which features interviews with her as a solo artist and as a member of Calafina.
For a 10th anniversary tribute, Shigure Kawato directed a documentary titled Calafina 10th Anniversary Film, Yume ga Sumugu Kagayaki no Harmony. The film documents their preparations for a 10th anniversary performance at Budokan in Tokyo.
Oh, nice. I mean, Calafina just feels like one of those bands that has like a huge cult following, so it makes sense to have all these like little 10th anniversary things come up. And I really love how upbeat this song was compared to some of the other ones on our list.
Yeah, sometimes their songs were a little like ballads, a little on the slow side, so it's nice to have some diversity.
Yeah, no, definitely. And it kind of shows off a different angle of their sound, of their genres.
You might say it's a little progressive.
No, that was very good. That was very good.
All right, and speaking of progressive, if you want to hear more songs, if you want to hear maybe up to 3 times the amount of songs on this episode, you have to join our Patreon club at jtop10.jp/club. It just starts at $1 a month, and you can support our podcast along with getting more music and insights to Japanese music culture.
That's right. And now I think it's the perfect time to progress to our last song. And I am very honored to bring all of our listeners the song Natsu no Ringo from July 16th, 2014.
Kakina no himawari ni kakurete
Natsu no Ringo translates to summer apple, and the lyrics depict a gooey love song that connects the sight, taste, and feel of apples to a summer fling. And these, of course, were all written by Kajiura Yuki.
The group's musical influences include Beyoncé, which was Hikaru's influence, Christina Aguilera, which was Wakana's influence, and Yutaka Ozaki, which was Keiko's influence.
Beyoncé?
Christina Aguilera?
That, wow. I mean, pull through. I wish I knew who Yutaka Ozaki was, but I have someone to look up now.
This is amazing.
Yeah, that is cool. So, although Calafina never went through any special training to achieve the cohesive sound they have now, they were able to kind of learn and pick up just by listening to each other and working on their harmonization to achieve their cohesion as a group, ultimately. And I think that's really cool. Usually, that is like the trial and tribulation of any group, right?
Yeah, and their hard work pays off because they sound amazing in all of their songs.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, sadly, that brings us to the end of our episode, but it does also mean that we get to decide what we're going to practice at Karaoke Lydia.
Alright, my contender for the list is actually the first song that we introduced, which was To the Beginning.
Oh, okay, okay.
What about you?
I think we should do that one, and I think we should try to do Blaze as well. Something about Blaze struck me, I don't know.
Okay, we could try. I think we could try to attempt both songs.
I think the funniest part is that we're going to have to try and get three people's voices with our two voices.
Two voices. Someone's going to have to double their duties.
Someone will. Or we could call upon some of our other lovely hosts, such as Kirby or Christine, who will be joining us for a brand new top 10 countdown for the month of June very soon, so you can look forward to that coming up next.
That sounds exciting. Yeah, we'll have to recruit someone else because I don't think we can do a trio's work with just the duo.
No, I mean, as like awesome as we are, unfortunately, I don't think we can.
Very awesome.
Well, I hope that all of our listeners enjoyed getting to explore and discover or, you know, reminisce about Calafina as much as, you know, we did today. And yeah, I think that will be all for our Artists of the Month episode on Calafina.
Great. It was nice speaking with you, Andy, and hopefully we get to do another episode soon because I love learning about different artists with you.
Yeah, no, definitely. I had such a great time. And, you know, it's very rare that I come out of an episode with a goal of karaoke. So I'm very excited and hope to talk again soon, Lydia.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye. Japan.